Internet butt sex.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if the stream is working because YouTube changed their UI.
Let's hope people hear us.
People hear us. People hear us. I see picture. My picture.
We need
on the YouTubes. Adam's hella fat, and I'd like to see him lose some weight and eat a sandwich that doesn't have mayo.
I eat sandwiches without mayonnaise.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I eat those all the time. All right.
Good job.
I use hummus instead of mayonnaise.
Hummus is for pussies who like to eat veggies.
But there's no winning with you. We need a theme song.
That was the song.
Yep, that song is
every
working.
Time it's going to show that wacky gamer logo with the shunk shunk okay. And then be like, hummus is for pussies who don't like to eat meat.
Yeah, that doesn't. It doesn't really tell people about the show. You know, like, I think.
I don't know.
Two bickering bitches talking about nerdy shit.
Nerdy shit.
That would be good. That people would listen
Can
to
I
that.
Do, like, the kind of gospel thing there? The
Holy shit. I think we get a whole, like, Baptist choir.
Oh, Baptist choir. I thought you said back to squire.
Well, back even better. We get squires.
You realize you're not on
film. People know what I look like. They're
That's
fine.
That's true. They're, oh, you see, I've been growing this playoff
growing the
thing.
Adam.
It's a playoff beard, but I don't know if it's going to fill in. Adam can see it better than the camera can.
It'll fill in. You just got to give it time.
We'll see.
We'll see. So someday you'll get a beard like mine.
Someday,
buddy.
My prince will come.
Mm.
Okay, anyways. Welcome.
Welcome.
Episode 71.
71 episodes.
Nerd Wars is over.
It's over. It's done.
Yes.
Who was the winner? Should we tell him?
Do you know?
No.
See, this is the great thing about Adam is he doesn't watch our videos.
Hey, if it's any defense, I don't watch
or
any videos.
Read any of our comments.
I don't do any of that with any of the things I do. I'm bad. I'm a bad person. And I know that. But I'm still interested. It's, you know the problem? There should be a way to make it so your computer can't get pornography.
That's true.
If there was a way to do that.
Are we going to talk about Nerd Wars or porn again? Because we talk about a lot of porn.
I'm just saying. Right. It would be a lot easier without the distractions. So.
Here's the deal.
Let's hear the deal.
First off, I want everyone who's in the chat room to just type so we can see your names. Just because I'm curious. But.
Curious man.
Nerd Wars.
Mm-hmm.
R2-D2-1.
R2-D2-1.
I don't remember. I got to go look. Let's go
yeah,
look
actually,
right
I had
now.
To like,
I think well, it was the doctor one.
The doctor,
I'm pretty sure the doctor one.
The doctor, and for any layman's out there, Doctor Who, right?
Or, no, the doctor.
Well, yeah.
As all the nerds will correct you 1,000 times over.
Oh.
Because clearly you don't know anything unless you say the doctor.
I know that he refers to himself as the doctor.
Here's what's
that could
funny.
Be anybody.
The doctor won with 136 votes. R2-D2 got 79. And
votes?
Goku got 71 negative votes.
71 negative votes?
In the finals. See, you can see here. It's vote for R2, vote for the doctor, vote against Goku.
Vote against Goku, 71. People hate Goku.
Man, people hate Goku so much. I don't know why everyone hates Goku. Adam also didn't see the little trick I played where I called him a pussy in the video.
It's normal.
Yeah.
I just accept that shit. But
it was funny.
I bet it was.
You should go watch the video.
I'm going to watch the video.
It was I really, really thought highly of my edit job.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm looking forward to it then.
So
I enjoy being called a pussy.
We got a bunch of people here. We got Sexual Man Renob, which is fucking awesome.
Sexual Man Renob. Everybody knows that guy.
McMatatron, also a good name.
Mr. Sunnycat 9.
Super Welsh 93. Now that is a good name because I just picture like the strongest Welshman.
Mm-hmm.
Like from those World's Strongest Man competitions.
Well, yeah.
But he's not actually the strongest. He's like 93 ranked strongest Welshman.
Well, the Welsh are strong.
Right. So he's
There's
probably
strong guys.
Better than any Scot.
Yeah. He'd probably kick an American's ass.
That's not saying much. Look at yourself.
That's my point.
And Frogwood's in here.
You think he would wear a cape? Super
no.
Welsh? I don't even think he needs a cape.
He doesn't.
He'd just be like, whatever, I'm going to wear a tank top. I'm going to wear a tank top with a W on it. And if you don't get it, fuck you. But he'd say it with a Welsh accent.
I like
that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I want to say, Super Welsh, he said it's Doctor Who. And he's from he watches that on the BBC, like when it's supposed to be on.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Are you gonna see the Avengers?
Oh, yes.
Can you do that again?
I'm fucking dying for the Avengers.
I don't want to see it opening weekend. I want to, just because I don't want people to tell me that it sucked and then cry ahead of time. But I also don't want to deal with the people.
I get it. I'm going to tell you this, though. It hasn't gotten a single bad review.
Well, is it playing at the Kabuki?
It is an art house movie.
They play big movies there, but
once in a while.
If it's playing at the Kabuki, I'll reserve seats and then I don't have to deal with people. Show up and
see. I'm just gonna go like in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
Are you gonna go to the Metreon?
Yeah,
fuck that.
Metreon afternoon on a Tuesday. You go alone. You're alone. What? And now Jeff's singing because he's looking up things. He's the looking Kabuki. Up movies to go watch while we're supposed to be doing a podcast.
You
this
can
is
keep
ridiculous.
Talking.
I am talking.
I know, and people are so fascinated. Yeah, by it. And like, Adam, please tell me something else retarded that I can listen to.
My back's starting to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
fucking Kabuki.
Salmon fishing in Yemen. That sounds like a winter movie. Huh?
Well, you fucking, ooh. You walk out of the Avengers angry because it sucked, and you go see salmon fishing in Yemen.
And then you're like,
Yemen.
You know what? I need to go watch Norwegian Wood, the movie. I need that.
I love Norwegian Wood.
Hmm? You just know you like Norwegians with erections.
Oh, someone called you shit pimple.
See, hey, they remember. Can you read that one? Interstellar Media 87?
Yeah.
That was a hard one to read with dyslexia.
Someone keeps asking if we like WWE.
WWE?
No.
I
don't dislike it.
Yeah, but I'm too smart to watch it. Not that I think WWE is stupid. I know it's addicting. I've been addicted to that. I was addicted in high school.
Yeah.
I kicked it for years. And then, boom, college.
Kick
somebody's
it.
Like, let's watch WrestleMania. I'm like, okay. And now I'm stuck watching it for another 3 years. Moved to California. Kicked the habit. I'm like, never going back. Never doing it.
Yeah.
Ended up in Japan. They get all the pay-per-views for, like, nothing. And so I end up, now I'm hooked. And I'm watching SummerSlam. And after I left Japan, I'm like, never again, never again, never, ever, never.
Never, never, never?
Never, never, never.
I found out, and a lot of people probably already know this, but China was doing porn.
Oh, yeah, I've known that for a while. I watched that. That is not addicting. You can stop watching China have sex
in 2 seconds.
Anytime you
yeah.
want. Anytime you want. There's nothing like, I wonder if John Cena is going to come out.
Well, because I've always wondered what a manly female wrestler would look like having sex. With giant fake tits.
And it looks like really gross wrestling.
It looks exactly like what I think it would be.
Mm-hmm. You didn't need to see that.
I didn't need to see that. I haven't. I don't want to.
Here's a question.
Do not want.
Do you remember Triple H?
Yes.
Man, I love Triple H. Is he still wrestling?
I don't know.
If he's not wrestling, he should be making movies.
X-Random might know, but...
Well, tell us. Because him and The Rock should just make a movie.
So, you know, Avengers is out in Europe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
So there's some... I assume Jelly92 saw it.
Yeah, they say Avengers
Europe.
Is awesome.
But, yeah, there's a couple people on the internet that are a little pissed off that Europe got it first.
I'm not pissed off.
It's probably because they got the shitty edit and the good edit with all the special effects is coming in the yeah. United States.
They're actually just... They pieced together clips from...
Iron Man, yeah.
The original Captain America movie back in 1985. They just clipped them all together like, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah. Because why would you... yeah.
You know something pissing me off?
Your vagina?
Well, yeah, it's itching. But the other thing that's pissing me off, I started thinking about it the other day in the shower. I'm a lonely man. And I'm in the shower. In all of the comic books... America always has like 19 superhero teams.
He says Triple H is still...
That's awesome that Triple H is still wrestling. They have like 19 superhero teams in DC or Marvel for America, right?
Yeah. But,
and then like you get a couple Canadian ones once in a while. You get
There's
like
a
Alpha
British
Flight.
One or two.
You get British ones like Excalibur. We're British. It doesn't matter that half of us are from America.
No,
right?
But...
And then once in a while during the Cold War, you'd get the Russian.
Yeah, the bad guys.
What the fuck are all the other countries
There's Germans,
doing?
Too.
There's, yeah, in World War II, there were German groups. But I'm just saying, where are the superhero teams from all the other countries?
I'm just saying, if you're a supervillain, Would you want to invade Africa?
Why not?
Because they got no money.
Diamonds and gold everywhere.
Yeah, but there's already evil people getting blood diamonds. So why? I mean, that's not fun.
How is that not fun? You get, man.
No, you come. You don't you come think to like America. A villain. I do think like a villain. You no. come to America, you can really fuck people's lives up. When someone's life's already fucked up, it's hard to fuck it up anymore.
No, as a villain, your goal isn't to fuck up people's lives. You have goals. You're trying to take over the world or blow up the sun. Something rational. All right? And so you go to Africa, you get the blood diamonds, you get all the money, having those kids mining, right? Yeah. Wipe them out, make them into food. You feed them, well, now you can't feed them to Africa, but I'm sure there's another starving country. You're making money on top of money.
Africa's not a country.
Well, I know that.
No,
but I mean, you wiped out
not.
All of Africa. Most of the starving countries are in Africa.
No.
Well, give me a good one. Oh, Detroit. You sell...
Cambodia,
right? You start selling the meat.
Canada.
Because you're evil.
Because Canada's relatively socialist, so they got
They probably go for it.
They got no food.
If you package it right, you'd sell it in America.
I mean, no one cares what Canadians say anyway.
Cartoons of children.
So someone said Avengers was out in Mexico and Europe.
Really
no,
Mexico.
Not Canada. Just saying. Well, Canada, less than Mexico.
According
far as world standings.
In the Marvel community.
Yeah.
That's weird. We should go to Mexico. Why are we doing this bullshit? It's the weekend.
Tijuana. Donkey
Boom.
Show,
Boom.
Avengers.
Boom. That's
done.
There you go. That's half my bucket list. That's half of it. Done.
The other half is lollipop, Snickers bar.
Snickers bar. Snickers bar, Funyuns, and then sex with Smurfette.
And a blunt.
Sex with Smurfette. That's my... I put that in. I know it's impossible, but I think the rule of the bucket list is you can't die until you do them all. And so as long as I have one in there that I can't do, I'm immortal. That's called thinking outside the
bucket. Yeah, but it doesn't matter if it's physically impossible.
You're going to live forever.
If Smurfette
mm-hmm.
somehow goes off television,
ooh.
Then you can die. So you need to think outside the box.
No.
You need to think like walk on the surface of Jupiter. Because that's never going to happen. Well, theoretically, it's possible because we could terraform Jupiter. So
Jupiter? Isn't that gaseous?
Yeah, but we figured out.
Really?
Yeah, but it's more likely that we'll figure that out.
Than me having sex with Smurfette.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm immortal.
You're not immortal, though.
But it was one of the things in my bucket list, and it can't be done. The bucket list is the list that you have to complete before you can die. Boom, I can't die.
Okay.
It's called logic.
676 Lone Wolf said, Canada is greater than Mexico because there's more alcohol, so no one remembers there are Avengers.
Is there really more alcohol?
No,
in
I don't
Canada?
Know if you've been.
There's more beer.
There's more beer. Fucking tequila.
That shit's bad news.
Tequila beats, like, this much tequila. A shot of tequila is worth a case of beer.
Well, a can, but yeah.
No, way more.
No way.
Yeah, dude. It's tastes better.
Well, it doesn't taste.
Quicker go down. Get blitzed right away. You have to spend a lot of time drinking a can of beer.
So we're not talking about alcohol content. We're just talking about like the
amazing factor. Yes.
Of tequila. See, to me, tequila is a totally different story. To me, tequila is a bad guy. He's a bad guy.
Tequila's no.
He's like, who wants to have a fight with a girlfriend? Me, I do. Have a shot of me. I'm tequila.
Well, it's
eat my
great
worm.
To know you abuse your girlfriend.
I didn't say physical fight. We're not doing fisticuffs.
I'm Devil One said, shit pimple looks like Papa Smurf with that hat on.
Hell yeah. I do look like Papa Smurf with this hat on. That's what I go. That's
you're
how I go.
You're evil Papa Smurf though because it's a red hat.
Well, Papa Smurf had a red hat.
Yeah, but I guess so. You're wearing a red shirt though.
I am wearing a red shirt.
Papa Smurf never wore a red shirt.
This is a kick-ass shirt.
Fat Papa Smurf.
And look, you said I didn't know who won, but look at the shirt I'm wearing. Doctor Who. Boom, bitch.
That's something.
Yep. There you go. I knew.
Where did you get that?
I got it at tfury.com.
It looks new.
T-Fury is awesome.
I know.
It is.
You actually spent money on clothing.
Well, no, Casey bought me.
Okay.
My girlfriend bought me this. My fiance.
Wow. Hi, my name's Adam McLaughlin, and I buy shirts on T-Fury.
Wait a minute, you can't be Adam McLaughlin, that's me.
No, that's me.
Shit, now I'm confused, you sound just like me.
T-Fury.
Which one am I?
You're the one with the penis in your mouth.
I know I have to shoot one of us, but I don't know which one to shoot.
Shoot the one that's humping the Dalek.
That'd be me. Damn it.
Okay. Oh, so yes. It's an exciting month coming up.
Really?
Almost.
You sure?
May?
All right.
Avengers in the U.S.
Okay, well, yeah.
Apparently, the Canadians aren't going to remember, so just the U.S.
They're drunk. They have so much alcohol.
Diablo 3.
Oh, God, I'm never going to see you again.
Diablo 3. The open beta was last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Not this weekend, but last weekend. And it was awesome. Played with some friends. The co-op's really cool. But I do want to complain to Blizzard that there's no fucking voice chat in the game.
Mm.
And Diablo isn't as bad as WoW as far as needing to communicate with people to coordinate.
But you want
to
talk some shit.
But you, well, no, it's your friends, right? You're playing like co-op against a
hey,
boss.
Hey, fuckwit. What are you doing, dick nuts?
Well, you want to say that. Like, what the fuck? You got us killed.
A hemorrhaging douchebag.
Way to fucking aggro the whole dungeon, dick face.
Yeah.
But.
Poon.
You also want to say shit like, I need heal, bitch. Heal me. Heal me. You need to say heal me like that.
Do you have to role play your character like that? Is your character constipated?
No, it's a woman.
You're really?
Yeah.
She's giving birth.
It's like China.
Oh.
Heal me. So anyway, I'm pissed that they didn't pull in. And they claim like, oh, we don't have the same infrastructure. Somehow, all these other games on Steam have voice chat.
Mm-hmm.
And it just fucking works. So what the fuck, Blizzard? It's 2012. Put in fucking voice chat. Stop being a bitch. You make billions of dollars a year. Hire one engineer to do it. Suck my balls.
Sell yourself to Facebook.
I say suck my balls, but you can hire me if you want.
Yeah, I'd take a job too. As a janitor, I don't have any programming.
You have skills.
Yeah,
you're very good at sitting around doing nothing.
I can do that. You need a game tester? Right here.
No, that's more than that.
No? Really?
Yeah, it requires more work than that.
Oh, it's not just sitting around?
Yeah.
Oh, then no. I'm not going to do it.
Champions Online sucks. I didn't play it.
I didn't, no.
My penis is sore.
Really?
Oh, wait. That was different. Do you want to hit the email topics?
Yeah, why not? Apparently, you rub some salve on your penis, and I'll read the email topics.
So I just want to point out, podcast@wackygamer.com, you can email us. We've got a couple emails in the last couple weeks. We'd like more, because believe it or not, it's hard to watch your comments as they scroll by.
Yeah, it's really hard.
And we can't always reply to everything, and sometimes people overlap, so it's good to just have them all in email, and we can look at them. So
I agree.
Send them.
First email
not
is from...
Not saying we won't answer live feed, but just...
Well, we'll try.
If you actually want an answer, the better thing to do is email.
We're not going to answer anything.
Yeah.
We're dicks.
Adam does like dicks.
I do. All right. First email is from Abdel. Yes?
Sure.
Is that right? Good.
He knows who he is.
So,
he's not listening live, but...
He's not listening live, so he gets his name pronounced wrong. Here's his thing. He's looking for a comic book that has heavy action scenes.
Yes.
But not just a random heavy action
good
scene.
Good pacing and action scenes.
Good pacing. He wants an action scene that's going to last an arc. You got any suggestions?
I said The Outsiders only because I was reading it.
Yeah?
And it's Batman dies.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
Well,
10 years ago.
Yeah, you should have known.
But when he dies, Alfred gets a message that basically, it's one of those like cliche messages like, if you're watching this...
I'm dead.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a cliche 10 years ago.
No.
A little bit.
A little still.
A little. Anyway.
But it was one of those, and it said, oh, by the way, there's this group of people, and I want them to continue this work that I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all, it's Owlman and the Reaper. It's weird characters, but they all come together to form a very semi-dysfunctional supergroup.
That sounds fun.
And yeah, it's fun. It's got a lot of action in it. Good story. Mm. It's got story. It's very Batman-y in the... plot line.
Yeah.
I'd recommend it.
I'm into that. That sounds pretty good. I would say if you're looking for lots of action, you got a couple options.
Wolverine?
Anything with Wolverine, you're going to see a lot of action, usually. But I would say Infamous. No, I'm sorry, not Infamous. Incorruptible.
Incorruptible?
And Irredeemable.
Irredeemable, yeah.
Yeah, these we talked about them before. It's the ones where Irredeemable... Basically, it's a fictional universe. It's not Marvel or DC. And the Superman of this universe goes nuts, starts killing people. And they're Justice League. You can't tell I'm doing air quotes. Their Justice League has
especially
to deal with
because you're off frame.
Yeah. So that one's good. That's irredeemable. Incorruptible, basically, this guy's villain becomes good. He switches sides because he reforms after seeing Superman go crazy and start killing people. He's like, holy shit, this isn't good. Like, I was just a dick. I didn't want this to happen. And so he becomes a good guy. But the great thing is the entire arc is them dealing with this problem. So there's just fight scene after fight scene after fight scene. The art isn't that amazing, but the characters are really compelling.
Bomb Queen, too.
Bomb Queen?
You didn't read Bomb Queen?
No, I've read Bomb Queen way back in the day.
There's a lot of action in there.
Yeah.
And titties, if you like.
Everybody likes titties.
TNA.
I would also say anything by Garth Ennis is pretty good. I'm pretty sure he did Black Summer. It's one trade back, all action.
Blackest Night also has quite a bit of action in it. Decent pacing.
Yes. So, yes.
As a story arc,
but you got to really commit to that.
You just got to buy the whole graphic novel series and
mm-hmm. you got to and start at the beginning because yeah. you're not going to be able to tell what
lost.
The fuck's going on if you don't.
God. So I've been reading some completely legally acquired Wolverines.
Some illegally acquired
completely legally acquired Wolverines.
All right.
And I wanted to buy them in hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just reading literally Wolverine Volume 3, issue to issue.
Yeah.
Just in order, right?
Cool.
So I want to go buy them online in order, just like...
The trade backs in order.
Yeah. Nope.
No?
They don't have them. I can buy these little tiny story arcs here and there.
Oh, yeah. No.
But I can't buy Wolverine.
Yeah. Well, which Wolverine are you looking for?
I want the whole thing. Volume 3, just collected.
Volume 3? Of which? Of Wolverine?
Wolverine
Weapon X?
Wolverine. I don't know what's hard for you to understand.
When was it made?
Yeah, early, mid-2000s.
Oh. I don't know. They fucked up.
They just don't have them. Like, and then I started looking for other stuff. I'm like, let me go look for Captain America, for instance.
Oh, Captain America is a bitch to try and figure out.
Find one. But like, all I want out of these comic companies is a novel in order of mm-hmm. the books. Because I'm not paying $20 to go buy a back issue just so I can read it. That's yeah. collector shit. I just want to read it.
Yeah, what pisses me off is a lot of the times they put the same comics in different issues. So you'll be reading, you know, Ultimate X-Men, and then you're like, okay, well, they didn't print these ones. This is an Ultimum. And you read it like, well, I've read this one.
Yeah.
Fucker.
See issue 75 of yeah. blah. Fuck
it's
you.
Annoying.
We have been. Someone asked if we were posting the podcast on iTunes. They've been posted. The episode 70 went live on Thursday. This one will go live in the middle of the week. If you're not seeing them,
it's 'cause
you're
lazy.
Not looking, or you're not refreshing, or you need to re-add the stream to your iTunes. Your iTunes is fucked up. But yeah,
well, there you go.
See, Chronobler even said it was up there.
There you go.
I'm fucking that amazing. We're finally caught up on iTunes. I finally got off my ass
and put
them on iTunes.
All right. Let's do another email.
At podcast@wackygamer.com.
And that's where you can email us. Maddie had a couple questions. So we've been bitching.
She's emailed us before.
She's emailed us numerous times. She's a good friend, good listener. Saved my life. Gave me a kidney.
Helped Bane kill Batman too,
mm-hmm.
which that's
I didn't
why
even know Batman was real.
She was redeeming herself
mm-hmm.
by helping Adam, which I mean, killing Batman's a big thing. Helping Adam, no one cares about.
I didn't even need the kidney. I have three of them now.
Well, why not? Right?
Yeah.
One of them goes, you don't need to get another
it's,
one.
It's really just an excuse to be fat. You know, people are like, "Well, you're a little chubby." I was like, "Well, I got three kidneys.
Three kidneys, dickhole." Thanks for bringing
how many
it up.
You carrying around, dick face?
You
anyway,
say dick hole, I say dick face.
No, there you go.
It's like tomato, tomato.
So, Maddie commented that we've been bitching about bad game endings.
Yeah,
for like 3 weeks now. We've been
because of Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, I keep getting burnt. Is really the thing. I keep getting burnt on these fucking endings.
Yeah.
She wants to know: have we ever been satisfied by a video game's ending?
Yes.
I'd love to.
I like the end of BioShock.
Yeah?
Yep.
There you go.
I like the end of Zelda. Pretty much every Zelda game
Every Zelda game, I think, has a satisfying ending. I think the Mario games have a satisfying ending too. Yeah. I mean, it's not overly complicated, but it's like, yeah, that's what you were trying to do. You did it. I did it. There was an end.
I really like the end of Madden 2010.
Yeah, that blows me away. Good. It blows me away.
Where the team wins or loses, it's the best.
You win. You fucking A, I did.
Yeah.
That's what I say. You fucking A, I did. I know it doesn't, grammatically, doesn't make sense. Whatever. No, there are a lot of games that, any of the Grand Theft Auto games.
I would never play them to the end.
No, I've played all of them to the end.
I like the end of Oblivion.
Always happy.
Sort of. There's no real end of Oblivion because you can keep playing, but the end of the main story arc in Oblivion was good.
I don't know if I ever got to it.
Skyrim wasn't too bad.
I'm level 35.
In Skyrim?
In Skyrim, I have not gotten very far in the story.
Dude, I was doing that for a while.
What's the level cap in Skyrim?
I don't know that it... I've never hit it.
Yeah? What level did you get your guy to?
I don't remember. I haven't played in a long time.
Because now I'm maxed out in my bow and arrow, and I'm like... Because I didn't put anything in magic or anything else. Just bow and arrow. And I'm like, what do I do now?
See,
I can kill anybody.
Do a little sprinkle. Portal 2 had a good ending. Portal had a good ending.
There you go.
Kingdom Hearts had a good ending.
You know what I think the thing is? Here's the big thing for a good ending. I need a satisfying battle at the end that you've built up to.
I just need resolution.
And then I need resolution. Show me the princess and be like, you saved me, Mario. All right, there you go. Thank you. Give me an end.
I don't mind sequel cliffhangers.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they close a chapter.
Yeah.
Like, I killed the guy. Or did I? I'm okay with that.
The Ratchet and Clank. Yeah. Any Ratchet and Clank. Great ending. Even the one that was a cliffhanger. Yeah. That ended, I was like, no, I want more. Whereas any of the Fables ends, I'm like, wait a minute, why is it over? Yeah. What happened?
Well, they stopped making content.
Yeah, they're like, eh, we got tired.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely games that feel like you play through them. And there's like really good pacing, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, and it's over.
Yeah, yeah. It's like having sex with a 15-year-old boy, you know. And there's a reason I stopped doing that. It's because they can't last. They're just like, oh, I'm so excited. It's fun. It's over.
People are saying the level cap is 81. Someone else said 85, but just say in the 80s.
80s. Okay, yeah. So I got time.
And scaling Jesus stops Christ. At 50 or something. But okay.
Oh man.
What else did Maddie ask?
I spent so many hours on this game.
Why are bad games bad? Now, this is a very convoluted question she asked.
Well, really, she was asking...
So, I guess she works in a game store.
Yes, she does. And we're not going to mention the game store.
No, but
it's... But they suck.
It's called Shit Shop.
Shit Shop.
Shit Shop Games, Inc. Shit Shop Games, Inc.
Smart and almost over.
Smart and final?
Mm-hmm. Shh. We can't say names.
Oh. It's not a video game store.
McDonald's.
Safeway, what?
I thought we were just saying companies.
So she said, why are bad games bad? And she specifically referred to, she has people come in, and one of the games she mentioned was Ninja Gaiden 3.
Yeah, people who are really excited about bigger name games.
Buy the game, they take it home, they play it, and they come back and bitch her out.
Which is a wonderful thing.
Now, here, if you're that person, fuck you.
Fuck you. Write a letter to the company.
Yeah, it's not her fault. Now, maybe it was because she said this game is fucking awesome.
Ninja Gaiden 3 is the greatest game that has ever been designed on a disc.
If you ever see a shop clerk named Maddie,
just give her a break.
Don't bitch her out because you don't like the game unless she recommended it. In that case, it's okay to throw the game at her and be like, what, son?
Well, because why would you ever recommend Ninja Gaiden 3?
I don't know why you would see. This is the problem, too. The two games. She mentioned another game. I don't remember what it was. But I expect Ninja Gaiden 3 to suck.
I can explain
Ninja
why.
Gaiden hasn't been good since Ninja Gaiden 1 on the Nintendo.
That was a really good game.
So why are you... It's like an abusive relationship people have with these franchises. We're like,
and maybe this time it'll get better. And there you go. It's the franchise. So it's like, we know we're going to make money on this franchise, so why bother putting more money in?
Yeah.
It's called the Planet of the Apes syndrome. Nobody thought Planet of the Apes would do well, right? They put a lot of money in it. It kills. It kills. Usually, a studio would be like, next one, we're doubling the budget. We'll make more money. No, they cut the budget in half. Because they said to themselves, we have the Planet of the Apes name. We can cut the budget in half. We'll still make profit. And it worked. And so they put out a third one, which they cut the profit in half from budget. That other half. or the budget.
Yeah.
And that one did okay. So that's why the last Planet of the Apes movies are so fucking awful, where they have just guys in rubber Planet of the Apes masks and like to drive in a fucking school bus. It's like, why? They're in a field. It's clearly just some field in California. And it's like, okay. And that was the battle for the fucking Planet of the Apes. And that's what happens with these franchises. They know they'll make money.
Well, and
so why try? Why hire people who know what they're doing? You can hire morons for a lot less.
Oh,
they're stupid.
Maddie. Apparently McMatatron's Maddie. Anyway, so I just wonder, because it came up related to this topic, Blimey Games bought Saints Row the Third.
I've been curious.
It's good. The problem is it runs like shit. It's not, like, horribly engineered.
Yeah, Glitch City.
It's just the frame rate's horrible. There's not really that many bugs as far as, like,
but
gameplay
frame rate
issues,
that can ruin a game.
It's horrible, right?
You can't play it because
it's horrible. So
knows.
I could have told you that was going to happen, and I wish gamers were better informed. You need to know who's working on the game, which developer's working on the game, and the publisher's working on the game. Mm-hmm. Go look it up. It's on Moby Games. It's on Giant Bomb. You can just go look up the company, and you can look at all the Metacritic scores for all the games that they make, and just guess that it's going to fucking suck or be good, right? It doesn't take a rocket scientist. Very rarely does a company make a string of shitty games and then all of a sudden make
a
fucking
game.
Amazing game.
They just, there are companies that they know their bread and butter is shitty games. Their bread and butter is convincing grandmothers at Walmart to buy their games.
They semi-disguise a lot of times because, like, Ninja Gaiden 3 is made by a publisher, and who knows the team that's actually working on it. So it's a little harder, but you just go look at the reviews of the previous Ninja Gaiden game and know that it's not great and it's unlikely to get better.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is
very rarely do sequels make more money than the predecessor. It's very, very,
very
rare.
Very rare.
And so normally the budget is always less than the one for the predecessor because the publishers aren't stupid and they look and they're like, it's not going to make as much, so we're not going to spend as much.
See, but the people who spend more on the sequel and really put the work in on the sequel, they're the ones that make franchises.
Well, the BioShock is perfect. Assassin's
Grand
Creed.
Theft Auto, Assassin's Creed.
Like, but again, you go look at those companies
on
Moby Games or Giant Bomb or Metacritic, you'll see they consistently deliver. And when they fuck up, it's an exception, not a rule. So, McMatatron, when you see people buying games from shitty publishers, just smack them upside the head and tell them, if you come back here and bitch to me, it's going to hurt worse.
There you go.
So that's my lesson for you.
I think, you know, we need to talk about how to identify a bad
Saints
game.
And Saints Row the Third, people were saying, fuck yeah, Saints Row. This is on PC specifically.
On PC.
Not console.
But
on Steam.
What are ways that you think you can identify a shitty game right away? Like, here's one for me. I've noticed this. Because I was
no
tricked.
Advertising.
Well, no advertising. Yeah, that's a good one.
Because
if you've never heard of it,
TV, movies, and games, a really good indication is if you can't find anyone talking about it, it's probably going to suck.
There you go.
Especially if it was hyped like 6 months ago, and then all of a sudden it's about to come out, and no one's talking about it. That means the publisher has just like
steered away. They're like, I'm not going to spend any more money.
Yeah.
Here's one for me. If you see the product, you see the game, and it reminds you of a different game or a different movie or a different franchise, but it has nothing to do with that franchise, probably going to be a shit game.
Exception.
Uncharted?
Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
No. So, but okay, that was a great game.
I know it was.
It was a great game, but...
So the exception is always, unless it's a game with female characters.
With a huge
breast. With a beach volleyball.
Well, you know, I think that's a whole new conversation, is what makes a great game. Female characters with huge breasts and hours and hours and hours of designer time making the boobs.
And
to move the
crafting
right way.
The jiggle.
If there's footage on YouTube of people crafting
jiggle.
The jiggle of boobs on a video game, you're thinking about buying it, just buy it.
Just buy it.
Get three copies.
Just buy it.
You're going to wear
again,
them out.
But again, don't complain to Maddie.
Nope.
When there's no story.
There you go. We knew
saying.
There was no story. It wasn't even in the criteria.
And if he would have asked Maddie, she would have said, there's no story in this.
No.
Why are you even...
But look at how much those
boobs
get
out of
wiggle.
My store. Why don't you go to Safeway and buy some bananas?
They have bananas at Safeway?
Yeah, and there's more story on a banana than Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
Interesting. Dude.
Science fact, bitch.
Really?
Yeah, fact? Dude.
That's an interesting fact. All right, I have a question for you.
Oh, there's another good one. Manga Page just said, no gameplay shown until the final weeks of its release.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Like, if you only see those cutaway shots.
Yeah, like where they show like 2 seconds of the character like swinging an axe and then it's like cinematic.
Yeah, it's like, they're hiding something. Or they're hiding something. It's the same as a commercial for a restaurant. They never show any food. It's
We got to get Matatron's last.
Oh, Maddie's
last question
thing.
Is how do you get us money? Because we provide all this free entertainment. Number one way, click on an ad. You see those video pre-rolls? Just click it. I'm not saying to click scam it, but if you see anything remotely interesting, you click it. That said, if you see a company you hate, click on the ad because you know it's costing them money.
There you go. Get them.
That's not just for us. That's every channel.
I say just send us $20 bills.
No, but for me, I don't. We don't need money. Adam does, but that's okay.
I'm pretty poor.
He needs to suffer. That's his lot in life. But I would say buy a t-shirt because you'll get a t-shirt and you'll give us like a few bucks and...
Yeah. Well, the t-shirts are fun, too.
The t-shirts are fun.
Yeah.
And if you get the ones with our faces on it and you're female, you can pretend we're motorboating you.
Yeah.
So our faces are right in the middle.
I do that with my breasts.
So, yeah. So, anyway.
Anyway.
That's it.
When's the last time you watched G.I. Joe?
The TV show?
Mm-hmm. Any G.I. Joe.
Like the movie? I swear I watched the movie in the last 6 months. It was like on TV and I just had it on the background.
It was on TV and that got me started on a whole new G.I. Joe kick. I started watching the new animated series of G.I. Joe that's on
and
Netflix.
Your life is so sad.
I'm really interested in these things. But
kids, don't smoke pot.
It's pretty cool. But here's the thing. All the G.I. Joes have names, right? None of them are like Jim, except for Duke, right? They all have names like Hawk.
And Snake Eye.
Yeah. Tunnel Rat, right? Ripcord. And,
Ripcord's a good name, though.
And they get to dress however they want. This is like a really casual army, right? You want to dress up like be a sailor. Who cares? Oh, Hawaiian shirt? Let's go for it.
He is a sailor, though.
Yeah, he's a sailor from like World War II. Shipwreck is who we're talking about. The point is... If you were a G.I. Joe, what would your name be? And what would your trait? And this is a hard one to just throw out at somebody. I've thought about it. I've been thinking about it for days.
You could have texted me.
I could have, but I've been too busy thinking about it. It's a hard one. Here's what I came up with. I decided I really don't have any skills that the G.I. Joes would actually need or want. So I would probably... be working in a service industry in the G.I. Joe headquarters, you know, like a truck driver.
Uh-huh.
And my name would probably be Gas Bag. It's like...
Wow.
That's it. Hey, Joe's, how's it going? I'm going to fill up your truck. Oh, I'm sorry.
Not Greenpeace or anything?
Nope, Gas
like
Bag.
Kind of reference to your pot smoking?
To my pot smoking? Nope, I think it would be Gas Bag. I'd be a fat trucker.
See, I'd be Radar.
Radar, isn't that really already a G.I.
Joe?
No,
Mash.
That's Mash.
Partially as an homage to MASH.
Good show.
Partially because I would probably be in the radar room. So
There you go. And G.I. Joe, based on MASH.
Yep. A lot of people don't know that.
TV show MASH, which was based on Wuthering Heights.
Now, which character's Hot Lips?
Hot Lips would be Scarlet.
That's a good point.
There you go. All right. That was a good talk. Good talk.
Did you... Have you read Mouse, by the way? Someone asked.
Yeah.
I haven't yet. I keep meaning to, but then I keep not buying it.
Mouse is worth it. You're not gonna be blown away by the art, but I mean it's a beautiful story.
So beautiful.
It is. It seems like something that like junior high students should be forced to read.
Oh, speaking of junior high students,
really?
Fucking hell. A lot of people on Team Fortress 2 are in their teens. And if you're a teen, this is my public service announcement, to you.
Well, these are our viewers. That we only got 23 of them.
Stop posting emo shit on your Steam profile.
What emo shit are you referring to?
So they'll get butthurt because there's one fucking girl on the server, or no one's talking to them or keeps telling them to shut up because they're just fucking chatting in the mic for...
That hurts my feelings.
Nonsensical shit. So then they'll post like, silence is a method for destruction and shit. May they still hug you some dummy shit. It's a fucking paragraph of fucking text.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
Yeah, that's a big lesson to learn. I think you learn it with age, is that nobody gives a shit.
Well, no one gives a shit, but not only that, being passive-aggressive and posting on your Steam profile isn't helping you. Just tell the guy who told you shut up to shut the fuck up himself.
There you go. You just tell him to shut up. But as soon as you start talking about feelings and the way things affect, go fuck yourself. There you go. I turned off already.
No, you can talk about feelings, but not on Steam.
Yeah, I'm feeling hungry.
I'm feeling hungry.
I'm feeling angry at that asshole.
Bio break.
There you go. But don't tell me. Don't try and tell me how the way the world works.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, man? We all have to live in harmony. It's just too bad that you don't have the feelings. You're just like my stepdad. Go fuck yourself, kid.
Yeah. Take your stepdad issues to your stepmom.
That's what I said.
Who's also your stepdad's stepmom's stepsister.
You go fuck yourself,
and
kid.
And tell that step-sis mom-dad thing that they should eat a banana.
You're a teenager. You don't have any problems. You're sitting around playing a video game. I'm 33 years old trying to play a video game. I got a lot of problems.
I got white people problems, what I like to call them, where my skin gets itchy when I'm near Mexicans.
What?
I don't know.
Is it anti-Mexi?
I love Mexicans.
I like Mexicans.
They make good food.
It's not the best reason to like a group of people, but I mean, it's
doing
not
the
worst.
Comedy and Burrito Festival? Did you sign up?
No, I didn't.
You should.
I like burritos.
It's going to be good. It's in the Mission. It's in your hood.
Oh, well, in the Mission.
Anyway.
Do you get free burritos?
No. You do get free tacos, though.
My problem is I'm burnt out on the San Francisco comedy scene.
I'm burnt out on your attitude.
Thanks. Trying to open up. See, kids, that's what you get when you're trying to be emotional.
Yeah, you get smacked down.
You get smacked down.
Like a fucking fucker.
Here's a question.
I'm so eloquent.
You are. Would you rather spend the night with a bear inside of its cave, an angry bear, or have sex with Jonah Hill?
Can I ask a question to the fans first so they have time to respond?
I think that is the question they should be answering. But yeah.
No, here's a question for the fans. I made an app.
Okay.
A little secret is that it's available right now, but you shouldn't download it. Do you want me to tell you about it now, or you want me to tell you about it when you should download it?
Why shouldn't they download it?
I can't say. Just trust me. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to know about it, I'll tell you now. So you got to say in the comments. So what was your question again?
My question was, would you rather spend the night in a cave with an angry bear?
Yeah.
Like grizzly bear.
Mm-hmm.
Or have sex with Jonah Hill?
I'd have sex with Jonah Hill because I know I'd semi be having sex with Russell Brand, because he kind of had a three-way with Russell Brand and get him to the Greek. So
that's the weirdest reason.
Be 1 degree closer to Russell Brand anal sex.
It's a strange reason.
Yeah. I'm sticking to it, too. I mean, you're not going to get me off that.
All right, I believe it. I'd spend the night with the bear. Because at least the bear's not going to blog about it the next day.
Let the bear blog about it, because then I'll be like, well, I just semi-fucked Russell Brand. Thanks for letting everyone know.
The other thing is, I hate Jonah Hill. I don't want...
Why do you hate Jonah Hill?
He's too into himself.
He's not.
He needs to get fat again. I want him to just balloon up. Ever since he got a little skinny, he's just like, I'm the best. My shit doesn't stink. And another guy picked me instead of being mauled by a bear. I don't need that.
Good question for Mom Devil 1. Is it fat Jonah Hill or skinny Jonah Hill?
I'm going to say the new skinny Jonah Hill, because, of course, you'd want to have sex with the old fat Jonah Hill. Why wouldn't you?
More cushion for the pushing, right?
Yeah. And, you know, he was kind of funny back then. He wasn't. He didn't think he was awesome. Have you ever listened to him in an interview?
No, because I don't need to, because I dream about him every night.
Mm, I forgot. It's been a while since I read your dream journal. It's good, though.
It is good.
I like
good.
The pictures.
Usually it's like, oh, my God, it's a unicorn. Hi, Jonah Hill. Yeah. So I guess everyone wants to tell them about it now. This app is called Osgood. And if you've ever played with Talking Tom, it's kind of like Talking Tom, except it's a puppet for adults. So he drinks chug and eats hamburgers and barfs all over himself. You can record funny videos and send them to your friends and, you know, have a good time. I would recommend not downloading the app until May 15th. Right now it's 99 cents with some purchases in the app. I'm just saying May 15th.
Other things might happen.
Might be a better day to buy the app.
Well, we got some comments on our
that
Jonah
said,
Hill.
If you want to download it now, I'll take your 70 cents.
He loves 70 cents.
I do love 70 cents.
We got a couple comments about the Jonah Hill question. They're asking, is the bear hibernating? Of course not. That's why he's angry. He can't sleep. They're also saying they would rather have sex with a bear. Or the question is, would you rather have sex with a bear or be trapped in a cave with Jonah Hill? Again, I would go with the bear. I would go with the bear. A lot of people saying they'd seduce the bear. I'm assuming they're bringing picnic baskets.
Now, is the bear restrained so that it's not going to be unhappy that I'm having sex with him? Or is he into it?
I don't. You can't restrain the bear. You can't restrain. That's rape.
No, but is he into it?
I think you could probably get him.
Because I don't want to get, like, scratched up because he's not into it. If I get scratched up because he's into it, that's another thing.
You know, Jeff, I mean, that's the nature of love. You're going to have to put in the time. With the bear, you're gonna have to like get a bucket
in a cave with Jonah Hill.
Of Chardonnay.
I'm going with Jonah Hill again.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd get the bear drunk. You know, get the bear drunk.
You're
a dragon, a moose carcass.
You're now adding things on.
Well, yeah.
No,
well,
I
didn't
sex
even
with the bear. It's literally like there's the bear, fuck it, or there's the cave door
See,
shut.
Sex with
enjoy.
You must be awful. Because
I'll
make a night of it.
That's the question. That's the question.
Like, I'm going to light some candles.
Would you like to wine dine and have sex with a bear or be in a cave?
You just
Jonah
have
Hill?
Sex with a bear? Would you gonna just run up behind it with your pants
You're
down?
You're also not going to get locked in a cave with Jonah Hill tomorrow.
You don't know that.
I do know
that. That guy is a fetishist. I wouldn't put it past him. How you think he lost the weight? S&M.
Someone said it'd be like the guy in Super Troopers. That was a funny scene.
What guy in Super Troopers? Guy had sex with a bear in Super Troopers?
They were trying to be, like, disguised. And
oh, yes.
Guy was in the,
okay.
Well, not disguised. There was a distraction. He's in,
a panda bear suit?
No, he was a dude
that
with
was Reno 911
standing in front of him. And he was, fuck. Anyway.
I remember it now.
Wow.
It's been a while. I don't really like Super Troopers as much.
You're
as
a horrible
does.
Person.
Everybody
Club
loves
Club Dread Troopers. Is an awesome movie, too.
Club Dread was all right. I like that one, actually. Which just doesn't...
I am pretty much a fan of all the Broken Lizard comedies.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you haven't seen them all, then.
Which ones were there?
There's Club Dread.
Club Dread, Super Troopers.
There's Super Troopers. And then
there's like... Dukes of Hazzard. Kind of Club Dread. No, it's Broken Lizard.
Kind of Broken Lizard. But there's like two that are just awful. One of them...
No, there was another one I liked a lot. I can't remember.
But why don't you IMDb it?
Because I have Kabuki Cinemas open.
Yeah, I know you have Kabuki Cinemas open. So it made me think you could probably just type anything into this magical box.
We're not looking at your comments because we're tabbed out.
We're looking at IMDb. Here, who would have thought IMDb is so rich? Do they make money? I don't know if they make money.
Chuck was one. That was good.
Chuck? That's a TV series. It doesn't count.
Oh, this is Jay Chandra Shikar.
Yeah, you're just looking
not,
up. You're just looking up one
same.
Guy.
I didn't want to. It's just where it took me. Beerfest was fucking awesome.
Oh, Beerfest was a good one. Beerfest
so
was a good one.
Kiss my ass.
There's a couple really bad ones. Their early ones are awful. Would you?
Someone said to do that. You didn't see because it's like 17,000 pages ago. Oh, they said to do it again.
You know, somebody told me to lick your ear, too. I'm not going to do it, all right? Jeff is a transsexual, all right? It doesn't mean that your penis is inside out.
Yeah, it is.
Slammin' Salmon. Coincidental. Fucking terrible. Thank you. Slammin' Salmon. Was fucking awful.
I haven't
awful.
Seen that.
It is awful. So. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Chronobler.
Seven. Yeah.
Seven. Chronobler?
Anyway, we got to wrap it up.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we should wrap it up. We got a lot covered today.
We did. I just want to say buy t-shirts if you want to give us money.
That would be good.
Or buy Osgood if you want to give me money.
Or just send money to us.
Wait for Osgood till May 15th.
Just put a $20 bill in a mailbox. It'll get to us. Just write Wacky Gamer on it. The post office knows us.
Or.
There's more.
Or.
Yes.
If you get a tax refund, you just sign it. Yep. To Jeff and Adam,
mm-hmm.
and mail it to the White House, because Obama knows where we are. He'll get it to us.
Oh, Jesus.
Next time he stops by, he'll hand us the check. Don't worry about it.
Next time, we're going to have to talk about trauma movies.
Okay, I haven't seen any, so it'll be a short
time. You're
going
to have to do some homework.
Nope.
We're going to talk about trauma movies next time.
We'll talk about it, and then I'll make fun of you.
Ginger Reapering.
Who has not stopped killing gingers since we talked to him last, yeah. which is
sad.
Rude, but
fiance.
Unfortunately, of all the gingers he's killed, he still has not gotten around to Red Scott. So
that's sad.
It kind of pisses me off.
Just not even trying.
The only ginger want to die.
Phoning it in
is still alive.
Still alive.
Sad. Maybe because Red Scott's not his real name and he doesn't know how to find him.
Damn it! Damn it!
But his name does rhyme with Cheyenne Flagfur.
In the most strictest sense, yes, it does. Yes, it does.
All right, we'll see you guys next week, maybe. Well, when next time.
Let's we'll see you next time. We'll see you next time.
And
for number 72.
Don't forget to tell Adam he's gay.
Wait, what?
May I see the podcast email typed out? No, because there's no typing in this new interface. But it's podcast at the at sign. Mm-hmm. WACKYGAM. .com. Now you don't spell out the at sign.
Yeah.
You just put the little symbol.
It's an A in a
circle.
Circle.
But don't spell A with a circle either.
And then you're screwed. That's a porn site.
So. Podcast.
There you go. That's us.